A poor neighborhood in Albany, New York, lived through a bitter irony. As residents of the state capital, they lived close to the center of power but had no power themselves. Residents of the mostly black neighborhood tried and failed to get better public transit until one man decided they should approach the problem differently. Marie Cusick from member station WMHT has a story of community activism.
Next stop, Harlan Avenue and New Scotland Avenue.
The number 100 bus glides easily up Morton Avenue. It's a steep hill in Albany's South End neighborhood, an area plagued with poverty and crime, not far from New York's gated governor's mansion.
I've been climbing this hill for many, many, many years.
That's Willie White. He grew up here on Morton Avenue, and he spent most of his 52 years climbing this hill on foot. 3 years ago, after an injury, he had to leave his job in the restaurant business. With an income from disability payments and more time on his hands, White looked around his neighborhood and saw that it needed help. Morton Avenue especially needed a bus. For years, the bus stop was at the bottom of the hill, which was inconvenient most of the year and treacherous in the winter.
You would see seniors walking up the hill trying to pull their shopping cart, just giving out and just stopping and sitting down. And you would see wheelchairs that ran out of battery power trying to come up that hill.
Many residents here don't have cars, and if someone needed to go to the hospital, which is just over a mile away, there wasn't a direct bus route. The ride could take 45 minutes. Requests for a bus route had been made before, but White decided to make it happen. He printed up and posted more than 1,000 flyers, calling for a community meeting. At first, only a few people showed up, but the group eventually grew. They called themselves a village. At the time, the Capital District Transportation Authority was in the midst of restructuring all of its bus routes.
But believe me, Morton Avenue wasn't in the plans. We put Morton Avenue in their plans.
White circulated a petition and got more than 1,300 signatures, and his group joined forces with other community organizations. Carm Bazil runs the Transportation Authority. He doubts the South End would have been overlooked in the new plans, but still gives White credit for his persistence.
What Willie made sure of, and I think what a village made sure of, is that the people in the South End and the connection was never forgotten.
Finally, last November, the Transportation Authority launched the new Route 100 bus. It makes stops all along the Morton Avenue Hill, and South End residents can now get to the hospital in under 10 minutes.
Route 100.
The Transportation Authority says the new route has attracted plenty of riders. Deneen Carter L. uses it every day to get to work.
I was so glad when they got the 100. I was like, yes, about time.
The bus also stops right in front of Andrea Mayville's home. She says she doesn't have to use her asthma inhaler as much.
I was miserable walking up this hill every day. Every day, because I had no choice. But now, I love it. I go out every day.
White says the new route is long overdue. He doesn't mind comparisons to Rosa Parks and the civil rights struggle she sparked.
She taught us how to fight, you know, and I said she was fighting for a seat. Now we want the whole bus. Forget the seat. We want the entire bus.
Now the group is working to transform vacant lots into gardens and helping turn an old building into a community center. White also holds meetings with Albany's mayor and other local officials, and his next project is to register as many voters as he can to ensure his neighborhood will be heard. For NPR News, I'm Marie Cusick.